Are we on? Hello, hello. Sorry, am I sounding too sexy? Probably. All right, this is the first episode of the Joel Gill Show. To let you know what you're in for. Just clear my nose. So, full discretion. You guys know me. Wait, you guys don't know me. Actually, I think my brother will listen to this. So, one of you does know me. I just go the unadulterated truth. That's my superpower these days. It's quite compelling. Hold up. Sarah's trying to sneeze. Because I like to be confrontational with a listener. I should set that up. I like to make my little jabs. Okay, I'm going to stop doing that. That's gross. It's grossing me out. I like to be confrontational there. It's fun. I don't get it. It's fun. And then the last time I actually super did it, the guy almost fucking killed himself over it. Oh, maybe. Not really. You know what? I'm not going to talk about that. It's weird. I can't leave that loose thread dangling. But I'm not going to be talking about it. I'll explain why I keep sniffling as well. Relates to the creative process. Alright, Joel Gill Show. What do we got going on today? Well, I did actually plan a show in my mind. Such a good show. That's the thing, it was the perfect show. It was Joel Gill. I was going to pick a theme. The theme was going to be punk gospel. I'm stopping that. I can't stop doing that. Oh, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. That's why I keep sniffling. Because I made a commitment to get this out by Sunday. And I woke up covered in my own jizz. That's actually true. But yeah, I woke up and it's like, I better do it. Better be a man of my word here. It's a punk gospel. I like to free associate, that's the thing. It's not being underprepared. It's the avant-garde, it's the cutting edge. It's what I'm at. Most guys are too... They spoon feed you.
Well, this is today's topic. Today's topic is...
What do you crypto nerds even talk about? Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's it. That's it. Today's topic is the end of the world. And I literally was like... Sorry, I'm drinking my morning coffee. What am I talking about? Sorry. You guys should apologize to me for interrupting my morning coffee. So yeah, I like to dip into niches. The niche I've conquered so far. I'm the best in the space I currently occupy. That's a fact to me. Not by any other metric, but I've done enough research into it. But I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Everyone sucks there, but I was the king. It's a bunch of teenage boys, really. Oh, that sounds weird to leave it as a dangling thread of just teenage boys loved me. It's because, I don't know, no one ever talks about this. I look a lot younger than I am. Which is not a good, it's, well, I don't want to say good or bad, who can say. It's not a great, it leads to awkward situations where I have teenagers online who think, they're like, hey man, how's school? I'm like, what the, I'm fucking 30, 30 year old man. You're like, oh, what? And this happens in real life as well. Where, oh, this sounds like me trying to do a stand-up bit, doesn't it? But, hey, I don't edit myself, that's the thing. I'm just gonna hop in the river, see what comes out, and could get weird, guys. So, oh no, you gotta say this shit confidently. Like, this is hilarious. But you can't preface it that way, can you? Hmm. I like to show my work also. You know? I'm not gonna talk about that. It's too funny. It's too funny to be wasted in this format. Too funny. I'm too great. I'm too awesome. I'm too amazing. Hey. Oh my word. It sounds like I'm actively trying to be disgusting now, but I'm not. Yeah, today's theme was going to be punk gospel. So it was basically, I was just going to rip off Bob Dylan's theme time, Radio Hour, where he picks a theme and, you know, he goes in on that theme. It's great. It's a great way to find good music. You learn. It's the only musician who's ever taught me how to clean on his show. He's like, this is how you clean. Because he had a spring cleaning theme. He's like, yeah, this is how I clean here. I'm like, yeah, instructive. So he's gonna steal that. Cause that's what you do. It's the highest form of flattery. Is stealing. And it's not what you left; it's how you carry it. So I was gonna add a little bit of a twist. Not that much. Like, who's even heard of Bob Dylan's theme time, Radio Hour? I could have just stolen his word for word, copied it, comes out slightly different, because I'm a different human being, and then I'm a genius. So I thought about doing that. But, it was on Facebook. I got back on Facebook. I don't know why. Oh, it's to sell something. It's literally to sell something. And then you can't, it's like, you can't just appear to sell. Like, hey guys, I'm here to fucking sell you things. And then disappear. You can't, well, you can do that, but I thought it'd be, you know, warm up people. Get back on there, be like, I'm using Facebook again. I'm using Facebook again. Oh, yeah. But fuck me. Never use Facebook Marketplace. I'm telling you. Never. It's literally giving people what I believe was like a steal. I was like, I just want this. And any price someone would offer, I'd be like, okay, cool. Which threw people off. I think that threw people off. that they were intentionally lowballing me. I was like, all right, I don't fucking care. Take it. And they're like, wait, nah, what? Do you have the box? I'm like, yep. They'd panic. What's wrong with it? I'm like, nothing's wrong with it. Nothing fucking wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. And you just go, it's not worth it. For the conversation you ended up having to have. Until eventually they just stopped talking to you. That was the thing. I'd be like, all right, we're locked in at $800. I'll come to the Gold Coast when I can come to the Gold Coast now. They'd always ask for your fucking address. That was the thing. And you don't want, I don't like telling people on the internet my address. I don't. And like, why did you ask for my address? And then we should meet here. Why? That makes no sense to me. You trying to rub me, bub? Guy's name was Hermes as well. Not sure if you guys are familiar with Greek mythology. That's horrible. It's about to be like, none of you fucking morons are familiar with Greek mythology, are you? It's either Greek or Roman. Yeah, same difference. It's the messenger. The messenger. Messenger of the gods. Patron saint of mailmen. Postal delivery offers. Sirs, shall we say. He's that. He's a trickster. He's a trickster. So there's a guy named Hermes trying to buy something off me. I'm like, this is weird. It's a setup, man. It's a setup, man. And I get one go. Oh my god, this is actually that's fake. That's fake. It was annoying at the time. I'm not gonna be like it. This is what I'm angry about. Because you don't want to put yourself in that hole, do you, in life? But you see that with Bill Burr. He's angry all the time. But it's this persona, and he's actually not that angry. He's like, oh. So you don't want to do that. But I have one guy agree. Met at the library. Straight away, met at the library. And then he gets there, and he's like, oh, this isn't... And then he starts asking for things that were just, like, not even included. He's like, does this have... Selling a camera. He's like, does this have a... I thought this had the... I don't even know what he was asking for. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a different thing. Why would you... He was like, I assumed... You'd have all this, and this included. I think his name was like Johnny Cameras or something. So he knew a lot about cameras. I'm like, what are you talking about? Who lists something? And then it's like, oh, here are the extra bonus things included with the things I've listed. And he had agreed, which annoyed me. He's like, yeah, I'll buy it straight away. It's like, hey, I'll buy it. It's a steal. I'm like, yeah, this guy knows cameras. Of course he'll buy it. It's a steal. But then he gets there, he gets cold feet. Looks it over and leaves. I realized it, man. That on Facebook Marketplace, they want to break your spirit. It's the thing. It's not enough for them to get what they want. They have to... You have to be... Make it appear. Like you've lost. You have to be like, oh, no. Oh, no. You just go over there. Like, yeah, all right, cool. They get cold feet, man. So I did remember that loose end of what this show was intentionally was going to be. It's going to be on the theme of punk gospel. So it's going to get songs. What were the songs? Punk gospel, that was going to be my theme. So it's you know, very specific themes. Because I noticed myself posting on Facebook. Oh, this is where it all comes together. I noticed myself posting on Facebook that, like, here's this playlist I made 10 years ago. What a cool guy I am. And I listened back to them. I fall in love with myself all over again. You just go, this man has an amazing taste. He's funny. Sorry, I really have gotten big into positive self-talk. It's good. It's good. You start feeling amazing about yourself. He's funny. He's fucking sexy too. Sorry, I'm in front of a mirror as I'm recording this. And this is a new medium for me. So, the mustache. Imagine a fucking sick mustache. I say dear viewer a lot. That was my thing. To make it feel like I was speaking to an individual. Dear listener. Nah, doesn't have the same ring. What's my point? You keep going, you forget a point. You look in front of the mirror that you've got a cool mustache and you lose a track of the time. You forget where you are, man. You forget where you are. Come on, brain. Don't let me down, buddy. Come on, brain. Although, actually, I think this is good. And I will be listening back to this. And that is my thing. When I listen back to everything I do, I am the... The audience comes last. It's like fucking. That's the creative process for most people. It's like, So the audience comes last. I come first. I don't want to get into my kinky sub-talk again. if you're on YouTube, you just call your subs subs. They're like submissives. They love it. You're like, alright, you fucking subs. Got some new fucking subs here. So I think this will be on Fountain. If I work out how to do the RSS... So, I don't know, dude. Are they subs? Are they subs? Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows, man?
So, yeah, I try to make myself laugh. I try to keep myself entertained. That's the goal. And I always succeed. It's fun that way. It is fun that way. So the theme was supposed to be intentionally, it was, you know what, enough of the preamble, enough of the bullshit. Let's get into the show. We've culled the unworthy. I like to do that. I ramble at the start. Get the low attention span people, get the butt-minded out of my fucking face. And then I get into the juicy, delicious, life-changing stuff towards the end. So they always get better as they go. And maybe I should get like a podcast voice going. That's the thing, guys. That's the thing. Okay, so you know what? I'm really just going to tell you what punk gospel even means, because no one knows what that means. It is the theme of, you guys know, in this, you know, this satanic culture. I'm sorry, you gotta call it what it is. You gotta call it what it is sometimes. Man, you've been brainwashed since a child to want to be countercultural. Who was the original outlaw? The devil. Think about it. The devil was the outlaw. Why is every story is like, it's a bad guy, but we're rooting for him in the popular culture. It's literally brainwashing. Literally brainwashing. And sometimes your brain needs a good little wash, but that's what it's about. I remember my nephew as well. It's like, we're singing this song, Baby Shark, and you're like, what? What? But you get, I think that is the opposite of how. No shade, because I think my brother's the only person who's going to be listening to this. You go, no shade, but you just go, I think that is intentional. Like, as soon as you come out of the womb, they're programming you to sing about things that would fucking kill you. Like, imagine, if you will, a tribe in the Amazon singing songs about crocodiles. I don't know, I think they teach their children to run away from them. So that's more of a comment on the culture and the programming. I like to do that sometimes. I like to draw it to the higher themes. The higher themes. Don't know whether I'm coming or going, man. But what is the real counterculture? What is the real counterculture? Just being like a righteous, simple man. It's the real counterculture. The real counterculture, man, is eating your vegetables. That's what I think, anyway. Real counterculture is not being a fucking degenerate drug porn addict like 99% of the culture. It's like one day you wake up and you're just sickened by your fellow man and just the ugh. And just the mist. That's disgusting. It disgusts me. So the theme of punk gospel was like, punk gospel music is so good. It's so good. It's the best music. I play music. It's the most fun music to sing. It's about God. Which isn't, you know, it's just a fact. Learn guitar. Play music. Sing about God. You feel good. Which is a lame position to have. But who programmed you to believe that is lame? Is how I think. So it's going to take the best. And what's missing? There's so much good, like, music, but the righteous, you know, they capture that everyone's going to hell except me vibe, which is just amazing in a song. Just amazing in a song. So, I was going to have like four. What was it going to be? It's going to have Kitty Wells's They Will Set Your Fields on Fire. Good song on that theme. It's going to have the Denomination Blues. Denomination Blues. This is an amazing song by... the fuck was this guy's name? He's a guy who took two zithers. And this makes... the stories like these make you believe in God, where you're like, just a fucking random guy is not musically trained at all. Not only, it doesn't have one zither. He takes two zithers, like, ties them together. Because I think it's a reference from the Bible about playing instruments with, like, 32 picks or whatever, a lot of strings. So he's like, I'm going to actually fucking do that. And you're like, what? He's like, I'm going to do that. So he takes two zithers, invents his own instrument. Oh, man, this show would have been good. Oh, my God. Someone make this. See, that's the thing. You got to make what you like. It's just food, man. Someone make this. You know what? I will make this. I will make this. It takes... oh, Bob Dylan made it. I'm pretty much stealing from Bob Dylan directly here. But it takes two zithers. Ties them together. Invents his own instrument. He sounds like an orchestra by himself. He's singing a song called Denomination Blues. And it's just... goofing. He's just goofing on every denomination of Christianity. Just going, you're all goofs. You're all fucking goofballs. And you love it. He's like, you just need Jesus. That's all. And you're like, that's beautiful. I love that, man. What was the other one I was going to do? Oh, Ain't No Man Righteous But One. That was the other song. That was the other song. Oh, yeah, it was, what was it? Oh, it's just a Bob Dylan song about how he's never met a righteous man in his life. And you go, yeah, I get it. I get it, man. I get it, man. It's good, man. Three amazing... three life-changing songs. I wish I could remember. Man, actually, no, this is how the subconscious mind works. I put it out there. I did this the other day. It was like, I need a hilarious metaphor. And then you just keep talking until you come up with one. And it happens. It happens. So I will. Subconscious mind. Who is the man who wrote Denomination Blues? Because there's a version that sucks out there, where it's just too much shit going on, too much. There's too much going on. And then I was going to start with Tolstoy. Because that has got to be the most punk sensibility ever. Where this guy, I read War and Peace 2 times. Nobody's read it. It's annoying. It's voted the best book of all time by everyone. So you're like, I'll read it. Best book ever. And you read it, and then you realize that people who say it's good have not read it either. Because you need to read it twice, man. You need to read it twice to understand it, man. It's the Freemasons, man. Napoleon wasn't even a real guy, man. Which is actually what I believe from reading the book. But it's like, it sounds insane or silly to say. But you read it and you just go, what? This guy's talking about the New World Order in the best book of all time. What? He's talking about the Illuminati infiltrating Freemasons? What? But how this guy got excommunicated from the Orthodox Church, you just love it. Where I'm gonna take more of that into my own personality, where he just goes, you're all satanic, you're practicing witchcraft. The Bible's 99.9% of the Bible is dumb. It's so simple, a little child could understand it. You just go directly to Jesus' teachings. Like, who gives a fuck about Paul? No one's read the Bible either, but 99.9% of it is just Paul. It's like, Paul, hey, I saw Jesus once. That's it. He had no direct experience with Jesus, and he's the guy who... don't get me started on the Church of Paul. He's the guy who they base it all on. You ask any mademoiselle. I like to call women mademoiselles. I might... Actually, people in my audience might listen to this. I don't know. So they will know that I call them mademoiselles. But... Or alley cats. That's about it. Because I kept hearing people call women females. It's disgusting. Like, that's the most sexist thing you could call a female. If you've ever dipped in... No one's read Feminist Theory either. That's the thing you do that happens one day. You wake up and you realize everyone is full of shit. Except me. You know, I am the last righteous man. I am the last righteous man, man. I am the last righteous man. No, I'm not. That's a weird thing to say. I'll think it, though. Okay, everyone is unrighteous except me. I've got nothing to point to in my life that would indicate that, but it's fun to believe. It is fun to believe. Oh my, I can feel it. I can feel the answer to that question. Who wrote that song? On the back of my brain, man. It's good, man. So that's punk. You get excommunicated by the Orthodox Church for saying you're turning Jesus himself into a false idol. It's a little super, super, super Jew. Like the most important, like literally his instruction is all you really need to focus on, which is just like, hey, don't take oaths. That's one of them as well. Jesus explicitly is like, never take an oath, ever. You're like, what?
Literally everyone takes oaths all the time.
He's like, yeah, don't do that. Your word should be your oath. You should be an honest man. If you don't... What is it? I actually had a fucking friend who killed himself actually say the exact same thing in a Facebook rant. Where you go, what? You sound insane. But no, he was saying the exact same thing that Jesus said. It's like, if you're taking oaths, you're... means you're a liar. That you've got to be like, all right, this is my oath. I would fucking lie to you in a second, but you've pinned me to an oath, so I won't lie. You go, okay. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I try not to lie anymore. It's hard, though. It is hard not to lie. It is hard not to lie.
It is hard not to lie.
Oh my God, sorry. I was just thinking about... See, you just start talking and then things happen. That's what I've noticed in life. And 99.9% of the point of this podcast was just to dunk on my brother about how it's like, hey, make a podcast. Just stop talking to me about fucking Bitcoin. I don't fucking give a fuck about fucking Bitcoin. Shut up. Shut the fuck up about it. I don't give a fuck. You can't convey that through a fucking text message.
There's not enough exclamation marks to be like, I could go the rest of my life without hearing about fucking Bitcoin.
Yeah, you fountain. Donate your crypto, you fucking crypto geeks. Sorry, this sounds like I'm intentionally being provocative, but I actually have just such disdain for this. Oh, guys, we've found the solution. And it turns out it was also money.
You're like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, yeah, the solution was to do nothing but watch a screen tick up. And you're like, oh my God, you're all such fucking cowards. No, I'm gonna do nothing and watch your screen. And that is the revolutionary act. What you do is you do something. You fucking do something. Or you do nothing. I don't know. I just don't think. I think it's a setup too, you know? It's all a setup, man. Alright, we're at 10% battery on my iPhone. Which is a good indicator. See, I like to share my work.
I like to... Oh my, I haven't eaten yet either.
I can't have my... I want my second coffee of the day. Two wives.
What is it? Two coffees. Three wives. Man.
I miss finding Andrew Tate funny.
just one day you age out of it, where you're like, oh my god, I don't care. Yes, you're fucking women. Hehehe. Who gives a fuck? But great guy. Great guy. Yeah, great guy. Well, maybe not a great guy. That's the thing, either. You go, why is your dad in the CIA? That's weird. Same with Tucker Carlson. You're like, why is your dad in the CIA? Strange. Strange. It is strange. I do think it is strange, isn't it? All right, we'll keep talking. We'll keep talking. Oh, my word. Oh. Oh, my God. Yeah, so I've had this... What do they call it? They don't call it like a spiritual unfolding. But you stop drinking. You stop orientating your entire life around... I guess it's just degeneracy. It's like, it's everything. You just turn on the TV, you're like, you want to throw up. You stop doing that. You start getting more interested in, like, the book of the law. All that stuff. Was that the library? I see the same guy. I see this guy there. He's there with missionaries. I've seen him about, I want to say, 7 times. I've never really paid attention to what he's saying, what he's doing. And today? No, this was yesterday. Yesterday, I was like, you know what? What is this guy doing? So I take my headphones off. I'm listening to my own voice and my headphones. That's the thing. Oh, because my brother keeps sending me, like, listen to this podcast, man. Listen to this podcast, man. I'm like, you would have to fucking strap me down in one of those Stanley Kubrick things to listen to another human being speak through. That sounds weird. Listen to a podcast to that. But you just like, I think it was the great Tolstoy who also said, too much of other people's thinking is, it's not good for the noggin. Because you lose your own voice when you're just listening to other people. So I don't like to do that. So this guy, he's, this guy, he is with these missionaries. I'm like, what? This is the slowest conversion process I've ever seen in my life, because he's been there for, first time I saw him was maybe 2 years ago. I've got my headphones off. I'm listening to the conversation. It's a fat guy. It's a big fat guy. He's wearing a hat. I assume he's bald. And I realized, like, oh, he's seeing different missionaries from the same church over and over again. This is a guy who every time a missionary is like, hey, would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He's like, okay, let's do this. I'm like, this is weird. It is just weird. And then I listen to the conversation and it is him. And, you
you know, I'm really working hard to get, like, that cynical, like, that cynical attitude out of my life where you just go, shut up. Shut to myself. Where you just shut the fuck up. Like, try being sincere. Try a sincere outlook for once. But then things like this happen. You're just like, what the life's too funny. He's there. And this is a joke I used to have. People used to love it. There you go. Where he's fucking haggling. I used to say haggling over the wives. Like, you haggle. A missionary comes to you. And this is what I said. And a missionary comes to you and you're like, what? Yeah, okay, cool. But how many wives do I get? And then they're like, what? Yeah, like, I need 3 wives. And then you get into a haggle thing with them. It's funny. I haven't got time to, you know, I'm not going to waste that here. But it's fucking gold. Someone might steal that. but yeah, this guy's there. This fat old guy. He's there with 2 unattractive young women. Their laughs are so attractive, though. They just have the most joyful laughs. Most joyful laughs you've ever heard in your life. And you just go, ah, I want to be around people who laugh like that. I want to be around people who laugh cynically. I don't like the cynical attitude anymore. And he's like, he's asking these, he's like, you guys are so young. And he's like, what? And then, like, the cynic, inner cynic comes up. He's like, this guy is trying to fuck these women. He's like, yeah, you're so young. Like, what? Jeez Louise. He's like, talking about all his problems, you're like, I don't care. Like, I get annoyed listening to him talk about his problems. Only by the strength of God are those women like, yeah, yes, cool. He's talking about his drinking problem. He's like, I've had a fucking DUI. I think a wife. This is the thing. He's like, I think a wife would stop me from going to the pub. You're like, what? A wife. I think a wife would keep me out of the pub. I'm like, okay. And he asks the girls if he's like, you guys married? And they're like, nah. He's like, you guys allow partners? And one says yes, and the other one's like, no, we're not. And you're like, what? Yeah, it was funny at the time. But then I flicked to a random page in a book. I like to do that. You just flick to a random page. If it catches you, you're in the book. And I flick to a random page and it's like, oh yeah, like 99.9% of the people who have offenses related to, like criminal offenses related to like violence and drugs, whatever. We're sexually abused as children. And you go, oh my god, I'm goofing on this guy. He was probably, literally probably did have something like that happen to him. And then you go, ugh, I
don't want to be cynical anymore. I don't care about being funny anymore. I don't care about it. How good is that gonna be here to hear as a listener? Just be like, you know what, guys, I don't fucking care about fucking making human beings laugh anymore. I don't give a fuck about that. But you know, I'll make you guys laugh. I'll make it'll still be funny. It'll still be funny. It's still be, you know, life's funny. Sometimes you'll be funny, but it's not what I orientate my life around anymore. Is that true? Humor. What do I orientate my life around? That's a better question. Oh, coffee. That's legit. Coffee is the things, which is weird, because I have... What's the word? I want another coffee, but I did Andrew Tate's Iron Mind course, and he talks about rewards, so I can only allow myself my second coffee in the morning if I've practiced guitar. Which I'm fiending that second coffee. It's I don't know, man. I don't know. I kind of want to go for an hour, though. Just see what comes out for an hour. Oh, yeah, the whole point, I was like, telling my brother, why don't you just make your own fucking podcast? I'd listen to your podcast on Bitcoin. He's like, nah, I don't want to do that, man. I fucking told him maybe like 3 years ago to start monetizing the crypto space. And you're like, nah, I don't want to do that, man. I just want to fucking bore you about it. You're just like, shut up. Ugh. Yeah. And this is the whole thing where you literally, I've looked at the tea leaves and you go, oh yeah, jobs are about to disappear. Working for other people is about to disappear very, very soon. And trying to get out in front of that. And this is actually what I learned from Andrew Tate, where it literally takes... like 10% more effort to have an interest in a thing. I look up something called synthesizing, where it's like you're learning... as you learn something, you share the results. And... it's what the great men do anyway. It takes like a tiny bit more effort to just be like, turn it into something, give back to the common stock, as you were. That's my plan anyway. That's how I feel anyway. Should I talk? I actually have to talk about the punk movement now. Because they brought in new laws in Australia. If you can go to jail for talking about misinformation. And the only way to counteract these laws is for everyone to fucking start talking misinformation. So, the punk movement is literally set up by the CIA. It literally is. You go, wow, that's crazy. A crazy statement. Misinformation. And then you go, you guys know the Police? The name's the Police, for one. It's a strange name for a band. The Police. Who was that, drummer? Oh, I've got a new theme. New theme for the next show. I'm gonna go so deep on the fucking Beatles. You go deep enough into the Beatles, you start liking Yoko Ono. That's how weird it gets. You're like, I can see the appeal. Where John Lennon is just clearly the most self-hating, inhibited man. Holy, you know what? I like the power of suggestion. Use your own word there to describe what John Lennon is. This is not me struggling to pronounce a word. I never do that. John Lennon is a, hates his own voice, hates the sound of his own voice. That's why he has so much echo. And then you've got Yoko Ono, a real creative spirit. Like, I actually admire her now. Where she'll fucking do anything. She'll fucking come in front, literally, she'll literally fucking come on microphone in front of people. You go, that's fucking adventurous, that's courageous, that shit's all over Bob Dylan. So that you go deep enough in the Beatles, it gets weird, man. So that might be another theme in the future. Possibly. What was the loot? I think there was a loose end I needed to fucking tie up there. I like to dangle them and then come back to them. That's my move. That's my move. What was the loose end? What was the loose end, man? The loose end was me. No, it wasn't me. You know what? It's the power of suggestion. Choose your own loose end at the end. Kittens, you know what? I really want to go for an hour, though. But the other thing is... What are some themes? Oh, did I even say that since I was making those playlists on my Facebook, I was like, oh, it would literally take, like, not that much more effort. Like, this is a good idea. Why waste it here on Facebook? It could literally just take, like, 10% more effort. This is pretty low effort. I'll drop the veil there to turn it into something useful for other people. Because that's what this is about. This is about service. And to bring it back to punk gospel. See, I don't even know the Bible. Because I was about to quote a verse. I was like, I don't feel confident doing that. Anyway, we're at an hour. Now, I did it. I'm the best. I like to share my work, as I've said. So you'll look, once I've conquered, what's it called, the fountain, which doesn't even sound like an exciting goal, to be honest. But once I've done that, people can look back on this, the first episode, and go, wow, he literally just picked up a microphone. No, not even a microphone, an iPhone. Talked
absolute shite for an hour and kept going at it. And then it became good. That's how I do it. But as I've said, I fucking had a wet dream today. How weird's that? Alright, I leave on that loose end for maybe another theme will be dreams. Because having a wet dream as a 30-year-old man is a fucking weird experience. Fucking strange. Makes you question the whole damn world we're in. So dreams might be the next. Erotic nightmares, that's a good theme. Alright. Bye. Love you. And do you subscribe on this? What do you guys do on this? Fucking give it a thumbs up. Give it a whatever, man. Alright. Peace.